Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast all across the countryside, around the world, via the internet and the satellite, from my flagship station group here, the Salem Media Group in Tampa, Florida, right here to your live and living radio dial. Now, we broadcast to great stations, including Salem Radio and GCN up on the satellite, and USA Radio, and some of the biggest and best of the independent stations across the country. So happy to be able to do that. And, of course, we look forward to talking to you as we salute our military men and women, always first on the program. Also to our EMS, to our firefighters, to our police, to our hospital and ER room workers, to our 911 dispatchers. Not to forget about our security guards, as well as our U.S. Coast Guard and all those that are out there right now keeping us free and safe. Now, we also give a special shout-out to our great friends on the highways and byways. Those are the over-the-road truck drivers. And, of course, the 18-wheeler drivers. We've got the FedEx, the UPS. We've got the bulk mail haulers out there, too. And, of course, our suicide jockeys. Can't get by without them. Got to have your fuel. And you're not going to deliver it in your rowboat, so that's not going to work. So anyway, we salute all of them. And, of course, we're also on Facebook as the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, that's Donald Trump's social media website, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And the website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Alrighty, joining us right now from the great West Coast, now is getting some rain, by the way, I might add, we've got none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Oh, yeah. And let's not forget that when I mentioned the weather, things have turned around. We'll talk a lot about that in the Truckers Highway and Byver Report. And things are much more improved than what they were yesterday at this time, and it looks like it's going to be a fairly decent weekend in some places.
We certainly hope so, absolutely.
You ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our Pledge of Allegiance was put together by our roots to Judeo-Christian principles and values, something that a whole part of the country could get used to right now by understanding what founded our country, right?
Well, of course.
All right, Mr. Kyle. Donald Trump, what's the latest?
Well, Captain, as you know, we understand that there's a 37-count indictment against Donald Trump, which alleges things as that reach as far as mishandling of documents, and, you know, obstruction of justice, again, sort of pieced out in these 37 counts. As far as I know, we haven't seen the actual indictment yet. That would mean, of course, that once we do see that and once the attorneys see that, then they'll be able to see exactly what they're dealing with. Right now, of course, it's much more of a sort of a blockbuster or a bombshell, sort of a headline, but we have to see the details. But that being said, Captain, this is a very, very serious thing. It may not be something that Donald Trump can easily do away with.
Well, he could do away with it if one thing were to happen. All the people that had, let's say, $5 could send $5 all across the country to the Donald J. Trump Defense Fund. I think it's DJT Fund something. But anyway, you can look that up and find it. Because if we went after these SOBs, and I'm being polite, that are going after him, that we know are trying to get him out of the race and drive him into oblivion any way they can, if we challenge them and went after them, I believe we're the ones with the case, not them. We are.
Well, Donald Trump is certainly going to be fighting this tooth and nail. There's the question, of course, as to whether or not this trial, as it were, would happen sooner or later. I think Donald Trump would rather have it happen sooner. But either way, he can still run under indictment. He could probably still win the presidency, or a person could, even if they're under indictment. But the big difference here, Captain, I think, is that where Alvin Bragg was concerned, you had a very obvious political sort of witch hunt, as it were. Now, the charges in this indictment, again, seem to be a lot more serious. It's a federal indictment, so it's going to be much different for Donald Trump to defend against.
Well, again, these are criminal charges. These are felonies. These are one of them even includes espionage. And this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I do think that Trump can continue to make the argument that he is being pursued in a two-tier justice system. And I know we'll talk a little bit more, of course, after we come back from the commercial break. But definitely he's going to have to be extremely careful. I think a couple of his lawyers actually already quit, it looks like. So it's going to be a very tough road ahead, but he's going to be able to fight it, I believe.
If anybody can fight it, he can. I hear the music. You hang on. Folks are coming back with a lot more. That's a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Our phone number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. If you wish to opine.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Well, we had the short break, but, you know, I had to play the same button again because I just like that voice that's in there. That's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and who's with me just about every night, six nights a week. And he's with us again tonight. We'll be right back with him in a second when I remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell. Now, if you haven't heard about it, haven't seen it, go over there, use the promo code MyPillow. There are certain items that you will get 80% off on because they're either discounting them to sell them out or they're selling down the inventory or whatever. But you can get pillows, towels, sheets, slippers, beds even. How about that? 80% off. So check them out, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. And it's promo code CAPTAIN. You want to talk to a real person, you can do that by calling 800-641-5459 for more information. In the meantime, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got some people that are trying to splash salt in an open wound, so to speak, on the Republican side of the aisle, and I got no use for a couple of these people, and I don't care who hears it. One of them is Asa Hutchinson. He needs to go back where he came from, sit down, shut up, throw a fishing pole in the water, and go catch some fish, instead of criticizing people for things that he himself never did. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you find out who your friends are when you go through stuff like this, as well as situations like what I wound up going through for more than a month. And you look back and you go, wow. And you listen to what your friends are saying and you follow their advice. And there's a lot of good advice that's coming out. It's not all bad. Is that right?
Well, I think on the whole, you've got candidates that are decrying the two-tier justice system, as it were, talking about the politicalization with this prosecution, especially. Asa Hutchinson, as you mentioned, he's probably not doing too well in the polls and probably doesn't
less
have the greatest
than 1%.
Chance in the world. Right, exactly. But he's now calling for Donald Trump to step out of the campaign, so that's his position.
And that's what the mainstream media wants.
Well, I think the mainstream media, you know, certainly if you're talking about those that have sort of always been after Trump, it's a love-hate relationship they have with Donald Trump, of course. Donald Trump gets them all the ratings. That's why he went on CNN, right? And now CNN had to have a pretty much a revolution of sorts inside, and now you have their CEO have to step aside as well because he let Donald Trump on the airwaves and had a town hall meeting. But they want the ratings. So they can't have it both ways, you know. But Donald Trump, of course, is a big, big seller for the media. But they just are not. They're just absolutely opposed to everything. And I'm not. And I want to clarify. It's not about what Trump, just Trump himself, wants, but the principles that he had, the things that he showed that could be done. It's kind of like Lindbergh flying across the Atlantic. You know, it's possible. It's possible to be energy independent. It's possible to deal with China from a position of economic strength. It's possible to do all these kinds of things. And so they're actually opposed to those things as well, not just the man, Donald Trump. They just focus it on him.
Now, there's a couple of things going on here with Ukraine. And, of course, Russia and Iran are trying to take advantage of this situation while we're looking the other way, so to speak. But we just found out yesterday, and this has been confirmed, that Russia has received hundreds of Iranian drones to specifically be used to attack the Ukrainian White House and destroy any relevance of the government that's running the Ukraine right now.
Well, that's right. This comes from White House spokesman John Kirby. He put out a statement saying that Russia has been using Iranian UAVs in recent weeks to strike Kyiv and also to terrorize the Ukrainian population, he says. So again, this goes back, Captain, to, you know, the old axis of evil sort of terminology, because you have Iran more than willing to help out in this terrible war that Russia is propagating against the Ukrainian people. It goes again to this notion of how we even deal with Iran, and why this even got to this point. But it is very, very, very important.
Now, we also know that the Biden administration has sent Ukraine another $2.1 billion in military aid, citing their unwavering support. And, of course, the President Zelensky said, well, thanks.
Well, of course he said thanks. Of course he did. But this also begs the question. I mean, I think most of the American people, Captain, sympathize with the Ukrainian people. They realize that this is a great wrong that is happening. Some don't want us to have any involvement whatsoever. But the American people, while having that sympathetic reaction, they also have every single right in the world to ask about the money, to ask about where it's going, to have an accountability of how it's being used and whether or not it's actually doing what we think it's going to do. And it also begs the question as well. You know, we've heard the president talk about how, well, we're in this for as long as it takes. Well, that's great, but what if it takes another 5 years? What if it takes another 10 years, right? In other words, what would it take right now in order to displace Vladimir Putin out of Ukraine in such a way that he doesn't simply fall back and do something else drastic, which is exactly the mentality that he has, I think.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, I want to mention one more thing here about your state, and that is your governor, Gavin Newsom, who has proposed this constitutional amendment. They're calling it the 28th Amendment to curtail Second Amendment rights and get more guns off the street in the form of a constitutional amendment with ages for the young people and whatnot and all that. They're going to try to take away the youth hunter program that the NRA's had successfully for years.
Well, you know, Captain, every single time that you tried to curtail guns on a massive basis, that really hasn't impacted crime. The last time I checked, most criminals don't obtain guns by going down to the sporting goods store and filling out a form and buying it necessarily. I mean, just go over to Chicago. They have the most restrictive gun laws in the universe, and we still see exactly, unfortunately, what unfolds every single weekend in Chicago. But Gavin Newsom is doing this for a couple different reasons. Number one, he's trying to get noticed, again, trying to get out of this budget problem that he had before. And second of all, he really, really, really wants to run for president, I think, and he's trying to sort of check off the box that, look at me, I'm trying to get rid of the, trying to really subdue the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. It's a long shot to get a constitutional amendment. It's would very unlikely pass, but he said something pretty interesting. He said, they're trying to turn America into Texas. And so, I mean, now he's just, you know, going off the deep end of stuff like that. So, but of course, America doesn't want to turn into California either.
One last thing before we go to break. Remember Boris Johnson, who was the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom?
Right.
He has now quit altogether as a UK lawmaker as he faced sanctions for misleading the parliament.
Right, exactly. So it looks like this is what they call Partygate, I believe. So he said that his opponents have driven him out of being a lawmaker there in Great Britain, former prime minister, of course. So that may be all she wrote for Boris Johnson, at least in terms of his political career as a member of parliament.
And, folks, we are going to be taking a break here in about 30 seconds. And when we come back from that break, we're going to tell you what's reared its ugly head again out there in California and most of the West Coast ports out there. You won't believe it. You won't believe it. You won't believe it. And I'm just going to say three words. I told you so. I told you so. All right. Well, folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren is tagging along with me during the overnight hours on the weekend edition. And, of course, I got some sidekicks floating around here, Jeff and John, and they're also helping out here tonight. So if you want to call, you might talk to one of them. You never know. Okay, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600 to call the show and step up, advance, and be noticed. How's that? We'll use that for a terminology tonight. Step up, advance, and be noticed. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why, Shaka?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith says his office will seek a speedy trial in the federal indictment against former President Trump. The indictment accuses Trump of lying and misleading federal investigators in order to hold on to classified materials. The DOJ says no one is above the law.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Nothing more,
Nothing less.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump referred to Smith as a deranged lunatic and psycho and questioned the prosecutor why isn't he going after President Biden for his handling of classified documents. The NBA Finals continue tonight in South Beach. The Heat will host the Denver Nuggets for Game 4 of the 2023 NBA Finals. The Nuggets enter a 2-1 series lead after a 109-94 victory in Game 3. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty, and a special shout-out to all those uptown ladies out there. You know who you are, and the ones that I've referred to that way know exactly what I'm talking about. So there you go. Uptown Girl, Billy Joel. Remember that one, Kyle? What women? Remember that one, Kyle?
I sure do. Uptown Girl. And I love the videos. Got Christie Brinkley in it back when they were together. And that was a really fun time for Billy Joel music. I remember for that, when that song came out, I remember seeing him at the Forum in Los Angeles. So that goes in the way back machine.
All righty. Well, this portion of the program, folks, brought to you by ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. I do take the product. I start my morning out normally with a little packet of four of those capsules. It lasts me the whole day. And now, with all the great luck that I've had and the swelling has gone out of my legs and et cetera, I've really seen some dramatic results. So, if you want to find out what I found out, go over to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can start the 3-week quick start and see what it can do for you. Take you out of pain, take you out of all kinds of misery that a lot of people suffer with. Now, Kyle, remember the port problem we had out west?
I do, especially about almost a year ago or so, as I recall, and I remember looking out at the, if you looked out Newport Harbor, for example, here in Orange County, you'd see the cargo ships lined up all the way up to Long Beach, and some went down as far as Dana Point and San Clemente.
Do you remember what my suggestion was to try to relieve the problem?
Yeah, I seem to recall you talked about maybe sending ships to different ports around the country.
Now, was that just said because I felt like saying it or because maybe I knew what I was talking about?
Well, I think you knew what you're talking about, absolutely.
And that came from 30-plus years in the trucking business and going in and out of seaports and whatnot. All you got to do, folks, to solve this problem is keep sending them, or I'm sorry, stop sending them to the same place out west that's creating the same old, same old. Start shipping them into the Gulf of Mexico. Start shipping them over in the East Coast. Start shipping them into the Panama Canal Zone. Start shipping them into the inner part of the United States, maybe even down the Great Lakes. It'll solve the problem forever.
And hopefully so. Evidently, again, this goes to a, I think, a labor dispute. It's the slow and go pace that's happening right now. They have mentioned a little bit about the Panama Canal. Evidently, it adds about 12 to 18 days of travel time. And at least at this moment in time, the Panama Canal has drought conditions, which may complicate matters, they say. But again, there has to be some other alternative. You're right.
Would you rather wait 12 to 18 days to at least get your cargo than to sit there for 2 or 3 months knowing
well,
it's
sure.
out there and not being able to get it?
Well, of course, that's right. And so also they've got to try to solve this, whatever the dispute is, as well, so that
it's
everything
called more
can
money.
Get, yeah, and they can pick it up again, exactly.
They want less hours, and they want more money.
Exactly. So there's that's where the lines are drawn at this point.
So I say again, don't know how many times this is, ship the containers to other ports around the United States. Don't dilly-dally. Don't wait. Don't sit on it. Get it done. Just do it.
Exactly right. Well, and they may be driven to that. It all depends on how this dispute pans out.
They would if I was running the show.
Sure.
Ships would already be going now over here to New Orleans and to Houston and to, Tampa and to Jacksonville and Savannah. They'd already be going there.
Exactly right.
And this amounts to like $5.2 billion in cargo right now that's stuck off the West Coast.
Exactly. Yeah. And at the very least, I mean, it's a repeat of what we saw before. And of course, those ships have to sit there and they have to have supplies and they have to, have a parking space, as it were, literally just a parking space out there off the coast. And if, you know, like I said, if you go down to Newport Beach or Long Beach, you'll just see them stack up.
And I'm going to throw a statement at you and see what you think. Once you go woke, you go broke.
Yeah, I think that's what some companies are really starting to find out about.
How about Target?
Well, Target certainly, you know, its shares are now dipping again. They've lost, last I heard, and maybe more by now, some $13 billion in market cap, if I recall correctly. There is a very active program of people avoiding Target. They talk about it. They want to head right over to Walmart in that sense and do their shopping if they have to. But this really points up, Captain, that the issue here, just like with Bud Light, just like with Disney, just like with Target, it's too much getting into the political spectrum. And once, and again, I think part of this problem, too, is that they don't really understand how social media works, when it works against them in this way. It's hard to for them to again, wade into the political realm without there being any real consequences. So, all people of all kinds have always loved Disney. And I grew up near Disneyland. I've been to Disneyland countless times in my life. You've always got all kinds of people coming to Disneyland. But Disney never really started to go into a particular lane until recent times. That's what's hurt their product, their parks, the idea that families want to just take their kids there now. I mean, it's very, very difficult. Bud Light, on the other hand, they had this amazing marketing idea, at least amazing to them, and that backfired royally.
Yeah, and if I had a family and I was going to take them out to an amusement park or whatnot, The last place in the world I'd take them right now would be Disney because of the woke culture. I'd take them to Busch Gardens. I'd take them to SeaWorld because you get to see the water life and marine life. I'd take them to the zoo before I take them to Disney World. Sorry.
Well, you know, and it really it points up, too, that every single aspect of our lives is now political. It's almost as if it's the perfect Soviet Union sort of solution to everything. Everything under Soviet control, right, was always political. You had to say the right thing. You had to think the right thing. You had to give lip service to the right things. You had to give lip service to. And everybody kind of knew underneath, okay, this is bad. We're being controlled. And the same kind of thing is happening now, Captain, I think, and that is, you can go nowhere. You can't go to sporting events. You can't watch the NFL, the MLB without being bombarded by political messaging, politically correct. We used to call it politically correct. Now it's woke, right? And without getting all that kind of messaging to make you feel as though, well, gosh, we can't all just really enjoy this game together, all of us sitting in the stadium. Some people have this proclivity and some people have that proclivity or whatever, but we're all just watching baseball. We can't do that anymore, and that it actually adds to the disintegration of society.
That's true. And one of the other things is today you're going to see a massive Trump boat parade here in the Tampa Bay area. And you're going to probably see that on many of, well, I don't know if you'll see it on the liberal networks, but certainly Fox will have it, and Newsmax will have it, and Right Side Radio will have it. So you'll be seeing it in that respect. So there you go. All right, let's see here. Hold on a second. We're going to take a call because I don't have a lot of time in this segment, but here we go. Beg, Em, and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Wokeness you're talking about there, that's because the left is treating woke just like a religion treats woke. When you're going against the wokeness, it's like you're blaspheming, and they're treating you as if you are sinning and going against their religion. It's as simple as that. All right, that's it, Cap.
All right, well, if that's their religion, I don't want anything to do with it. How's that?
Well, Backgammon Bob is absolutely right. See, it becomes articles of faith.
Yeah.
Right. And so when he used the word blaspheme, and that's exactly the right word to use.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, you know, in other words, I remember the phrase, whatever floats your boat. Right. And you might meet somebody and they have something else that they like, or that's not really your bailiwick. It's not really your thing. And you could say, well, whatever floats your boat, and you go on about your life. But now you can't just say whatever floats your boat. You have to say, I love whatever floats your boat. Whatever floats your boat, I'm just absolutely for. In other words, you can't say, well, go, you do you and I'll do you.
Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back from this break, we got some really good news on the weather front for all you people who have been suffering. So we got some really good news for you. That's number one. And we'll let you know what's going on around the countryside on the highways and byways on the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Report.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
none other than the world-famous and extremely accomplished, formerly one of the best guitarists in the country, the world matter, Jeff Beck and the Jeff Beck Group. What do you think there, Kyle?
Yeah, that's oldie but goodie. That goes way back.
Yeah, 66, I believe, here, so there you go. All righty, well, Kyle, we got to get some good news out to the people. First of all, folks, the big gray funk, for the most part, is dissipated, except for a few selected areas in the Midwest and the mid-central states. But other than that, looking pretty good. Kyle, you got rain out your way. You got more coming. Tell us about it.
Well, Captain, we're taking a look again in northern Nevada up near where our friends in Reno are. And if you're coming out Reno on I-80 heading up towards Winnemucca, you still continue to be under a showers and thunderstorms watch. Thunderstorm coverage will decrease going into Saturday, it looks like. But you're going to could have widespread showers and thunderstorms returning, I should say, on Saturday, decreasing on Friday night, but returning back through Saturday and through Monday. So do be careful there because you get some heavy rainfall, nickel-sized hail, they say, erratic wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour, and also, of course, some cloud-to-ground lightning in the area. So be careful. That's going to go over to the California side, of course, as you come down I-80, but up 395 to Susanville and then down towards Bishop as well. We continue with aerial flood watches up in this great state of Montana, Big Sky Country, covering most of the western part of the state from Glasgow up on U.S. Highway 2 all the way down through Miles City. And, of course, that would be I-94 and then on down to the border with Wyoming. Quick check of our radar map right now, Captain, where we had those wildfires burning just across the border from Washington up into British Columbia. It looks like a large part of that area is now blanketed with rain on the radar map, and that's dipping down a little bit into Washington State. Seattle has some rain around it right now. Everett definitely has some rain. We still have rain kind of sitting north of Portland. If you're coming up I-5 or if you're heading out I-84, you're going to be in rain through about Hood River on I-84. It's going to return to you by the time you just pass Walla Walla, so be careful there. Then up in, again, we'll return up towards northern Idaho. Got some rain there. Looks like it's staying off I-90 until you start coming down towards Superior there in Montana and down towards Missoula. Looks like it's not descending too much further down U.S. Highway 93 down towards Stevensville at this point. So looks like that's where the rain is sticking. We got rain south of Cody in Wyoming, but coming down I-90 down toward where it meets I-25 in Buffalo, you definitely got rain right there at that Y. And then coming out, if you're heading out from there on I-90, continuing from I-25, you've got rain still a little bit before Gillette. But if you're heading on down until almost to get to Casper, you might see some rain there on I-25 right now. So do be careful. That's what we're seeing out west, Captain.
All right, we had a little bit of rain earlier this evening and starting to develop into a little bit of a line of storms in the panhandle of Oklahoma, as well as a little bit of flooding, as well as down into Lubbock, Texas. So we'll take a look at that. We'll also move across, and I'll tell you that I don't see any stagnant air or bad air advisories until you get over into the middle part of Indiana. There is some rain in the upper peninsula of Michigan and Wisconsin. Over in the southwestern corner near Dayton in Ohio, you have an inclement air advisory. Plus, down in the northern part of, let's see here, the central part of the state, just north of Nashville. And then Atlanta over in the northwest corner and going up towards the mountains. But there's very little evidence that it's been as miserable as it's been all week long. Right now, it's going to be a good weekend. You've got some rain developing, starting to develop along Lake Ontario, Lake Erie. You've got some rain on the East Coast right now, Chesapeake Bay, a little bit around Long Island. And things are just going to be a whole heck of a lot better this weekend in terms of the atmospherics and the breathing conditions. And, of course, Kyle, that's a welcome relief.
It really is, Captain. This was a catastrophe in the true sense of the word in terms of people's health and all the ways that this smoke affected everybody.
Now, tell us about the pilot and Flying J and how they figure into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. They bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And we want you to truck on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And check out what they have to offer, especially when it comes to the My Rewards Plus app. Definitely want to check that out. You can download it for your iOS or Android operating system. And when you do that, you're going to start going to you're going to start getting some great offers. You'll be able to earn points, and you'll also be able to access all of the great amenities that Pilot and Flying J has to offer, like, for example, being able to book your parking space ahead of time for your rig, and you also can earn bonus points by doing that as well, in addition to the other points that you'll earn when you buy food and supplies and fuel and so forth at the Pilot and Flying J. You can also save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas. You can find out how you can do that simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. You text the word save 10 to 26494. That's 26494 when you go to the pump, and then you put in your My Rewards information, and you're going to see the price roll back 10 cents a gallon right then and there. So it is really a very, very cool thing. Now, also, for RVers out there, they have a lot of amenities. You want to go to pilotflyingj.com to check out the different locations and check out the different RV amenities that they have at the different locations, and many include RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, folks, we've got a lot more to talk about. Hour number two, hour number three, coming up with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. But when we come back after this top of the hour break we're about to take, we're going to talk more about the new Trump indictment over the documents now. It's a whole different ballgame, according to Professor Jonathan Turley from his college and his infinite wisdom, if you will. And also that some people now, U.S. prosecutors, are starting to chime in a little bit, former and current, and they're saying that Trump risked national secrets, they're alleging that in the indictment. And, of course, now we've got some espionage going on here, too. So there you go. So think about that. As Rudy Giuliani said, that we're living in a banana republic. Well, no kidding.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, again, these are some of the criticisms that are coming, because all of this, Captain, is under the umbrella that there's an election going on, basically a campaign. So we'll talk more after the break. You're right.
Yeah, do what you can while you try to destroy the other guy that's leading the race. Uh-huh. All right. Kyle Warren will be back. I'll be back. We're going to let Kathy take us to the top of the hour break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.